WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden is requesting 12 figures worth of emergency disaster relief funding in the wake of hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Sean Duffy is currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair, who will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration, says they'll look at all the options, his words, in getting the president-elect's nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News. Gunfire inside a day labor office in Denver. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
Kevin Delgado was inside LaborMax staffing early on Monday when somebody opened fire inside the day labor office. He says many ex-convicts like himself go there to get day labor work.
And as soon as I went back in, the gunshot started going off.
He says a man was arguing with a woman behind the counter about a job ticket he didn't get. He got angry and started firing. About 10 shots, the shooter ran away. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An enormous mouse problem at an animal shelter in Streatham, Massachusetts. The man walked in, said he wanted to surrender 150 mice. But then he clarified, 150 containers of mice, 450 of the vermin in total, with another 500 on the way. Previously, said the shelter's executive director, their high water mark was 125 in a day. In basic biology, making the situation worse, many of the mice arrived already pregnant. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Earl Ingram.
Don's from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Managing editor of E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine.
Google this week released a new product, the new AI overview. If you Google search, can I use gasoline to cook spaghetti? Google says, no, you can't use it to cook spaghetti, but you can use gasoline to make spicy spaghetti dishes.
Not recommended. Do not do that.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration. I just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series, Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight as temperatures will actually hold steady in the low to mid-50s. Breezy east to southeast winds up around 30 at 40 miles per hour. Rain early Tuesday, cloudy skies, temperatures falling to the mid and upper 40s, staying breezy. Currently 46 degrees.
Earl Ingram.
Join me next time. Sandy Williams will be here for the Politrickster of the Day and a whole lot more.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the president of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org, strengthensocialsecurity.org. Alex, hey, are you on Blue Sky yet? Rather than getting out your Twitter handles,
ALaw202 on Blue Sky, and I'm not on the bad place anymore either.
Yeah, I am every day I post my daily take, you know, from Hartman Report on 8 different social media sites, from, you know, LinkedIn through Threads through including X. But I no longer engage with anybody on X. I have started engaging with people on Blue Sky. That's now, in fact, I moved X off my home screen on my phone. It's now in a little folder titled Social Media, and the home screen social media is now Blue Sky. So I think there's quite a trend moving in that direction.
I agree completely. Yeah. That's basically what I did. I just took my personal off there. We're going to have an institutional presence, but interacting with, you know, bots and Nazis is not a good use of our time.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't want to delete my account because I was concerned somebody would pick up my handle and imitate me. But anyhow, let's talk about Social Security. You have been, of course, you're the president of Social Security Works. You've been paying careful attention to Donald Trump and Project 2025 and the people around him and what he's looking at and what he's talking about doing. And in fact, we had a caller in the previous hour who was like, you know, I'm on Social Security and Medicare, and what's going to happen? So what's going to happen, Alex?
Oh, it's a tough one to predict the future, except that we know the Republicans don't have new ideas. So we just look at what they've done in the past. And I'm pretty confident in these predictions. They're openly saying that they're going to go after Medicaid, which is the largest provider of long-term care in this country, through the reconciliation process. That process allows them to pass something through the Senate with a simple majority. But there are restrictions to that. One of those restrictions is that it can't actually cut Social Security benefits. It is a little grayer on Medicare. There's a lot that they can do on Medicare that increases privatization of Medicare. But the real danger is that through reconciliation, they could set up Cat Food Commission 2.0, with literally the richest man in the world at the head of it, saying that he's going to cut trillions of dollars out of, you know, he's saying it's waste. What he means there is our Social Security benefits. Yeah. So a real danger is that reconciliation or some other trick is used to empower a smoky back room. Where they do cut our Social Security benefits, our Medicare benefits, and then empower that commission to pass with a simple majority, up or down vote, with fast track authority. So I know that's a lot, but we're going to have to monitor this at all stages and just expect all of our benefits to be under attack from day one. But I don't want people to like throw up their hands like it's already done. Look, we've been fighting off attacks on Social Security and Medicare from all quarters for over a decade and a half. And what the armor we have and the fight back that we have is these programs are incredibly popular with everybody. In fact, Donald Trump ran on not cutting Social Security and Medicare. His plan on no taxes on Social Security was key to his campaign. He understands the power of Social Security. Now, obviously, we don't believe his promises, but we're going to hold him to that. And we're going to, our sort of watch phrase here, Tom, is sand in the gears and hasten the buyer's remorse. Remembering that nobody voted to cut Social Security, no Republicans, independents, or Democrats. Nobody voted to cut Medicare. Nobody voted to raise their own drug prices. But that's exactly what the elected Republicans are going to try to do. So the fight back is get organized, get loud, and remind people every day that nobody voted to cut our earned benefits so the richest man in the world doesn't have to pay his fair share in taxes.
Yeah, and he only pays into Social Security on the first roughly $160,000 of his income every year. Alex, you'll recall back in the days when you and I were first getting to know each other, as I recall, 2005, it might have been a little later than that, but in 2005, George W. Bush had just gotten reelected, and he said, you know, I earned some political capital in this election, and I'm going to use it. And what he meant was he had already gotten Medicare Advantage pushed through Congress, and up next was going to be Social Security Advantage. He didn't use that name, but basically that's what he was pitching, was that Wall Street would take over Social Security on a parallel track along with Social Security and give people the choice of either staying with traditional Social Security or going with this new privatized program, where you could invest your retirement savings in the stock market, et cetera. And I would be surprised if we don't see that reprised. What say you? I don't recall, frankly, I'm not sure I ever knew exactly what Project 2025 had to say about this.
A push towards privatization of Social Security is always in the cards when it comes to Republicans. But if you take that story of George W. Bush and you sort of like rewind, watch the tapes. What happened then is he did a roadshow and sold his "I'm going to privatize Social Security," handed over to the billionaires on Wall Street. And every word he said about this, his numbers went down and down and down and down. At one point, the president of the union that represents municipal state employees asked me, said, "We'd gladly pick up the tab for W. Bush's continued tour, because the more he talks, the less popular he becomes." In 2006, that was when they lost their unified power. So going after Social Security is always overreach. I sort of doubt, because of that, they're going to come at it through the front door. So I do think we're more likely to see a commission where they can put all of their bad ideas behind closed doors, out of the view of the public, and then try to ram it through with a procedural measure that protects them from, having to hear from their constituents.
Well, that's what Reagan did. I mean, you know, he raised the retirement age from 65 to 67 and changed the cost of living adjustments, I believe, so that Social Security grew more slowly and added and taxed your income from Social Security. Am I remembering correctly?
Yeah, and also he took Social Security away from firefighters, police officers, and many teachers, millions of public employees, which, by the way, is a little, if you're wondering what's going to happen, the 172 Republicans just voted to further that policy and attack public employees. So they are going to go at this again. They like to hold up the Greenspan Commission under Reagan as sort of like, oh, see, that was this bipartisan thing. The truth is that there's nothing similar now to then. So they're not, you know, they're not in any way congruous. Right now, you just have basically, you know, Reagan also put in place the 401k failed experiment, which just evaporated pensions for most workers. Right. So Social Security is in many ways the only thing left. More people depend on it. And also the only quote unquote problems that Social Security has comes from the fact that a billionaire like Elon Musk only pays in on the first $168,800 of income and not a nickel after that. And all of the gains since the Reagan-Thatcher neoliberal, you know, revolution have gone to the very rich above that income tax. So they're not paying into Social Security. And you don't have to trust me on it. The chief actuary of Social Security has laid out time and time again that rising inequality is the thing that they didn't predict. So the billionaires have caused the problem. The billionaires are why Social Security is facing trust fund depletion, which means an automatic 17% cut in a decade. It doesn't go away. It doesn't go bankrupt, but it is an automatic cut because the billionaires aren't paying into it. So the solution, as you know, Tom, is obviously you just get the billionaires to pay in at the same rate as the rest of us. Right. Unfortunately, the billionaires know that's the solution, too. So they went all out this election. You know, Elon Musk bought Twitter to get Donald Trump elected. And in payback, he's now in charge of the fiscal commission that's going to cut our Social Security and Medicare so that they don't have to pay their fair share in taxes. Again, our armor and our fight back is going to be that that's a deeply unpopular position to take.
Alex, I was unfamiliar with the automatic 17% cut. We got about a little less than a minute and a half here before we hit a hard break. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, so what happened is in the 83 reforms, the baby boom generation started pre-funding their own retirement, and it filled up the trust fund, and that's right. Exactly what it's supposed to do. And then the trust fund is spent down, which again is exactly what's supposed to happen. It was supposed to last to 2060, which is the lifespan of the baby boom generation. But we've lost 30 years of that to the rising inequality because all of the gains have gone to people above that income tax, $168,800 right now. And so what happens when the trust fund is exhausted, when the trust fund comes down to zero, the benefits are paid for by current contributions. As long as there are workers in this country, Social Security cannot go bankrupt. It can't disappear. Right. But benefits will automatically match the revenue coming in. And currently what that means is in 2035, if Congress says nothing, the trust fund is exhausted, benefits match revenue, which will cover 83%
That's just 11 years from now.
Yes, in just over a decade, an automatic 17% benefit cut unless we get billionaires to pay the same rate as the rest of us on all of their income.
Amazing, amazing. Thank you for that. Thank you for the explanation. And get over to socialsecurityworks.org and sign up. You know, get on their mailing list. Alex, thanks so much for dropping by. Always great talking to you.
Great talking to you, Tom. Thanks.
And you can follow Alex over on Blue Sky. We'll be back. It's 18 minutes past the hour. Back with more of the news in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Yep, the House Republicans have revived a bill that would allow them to, would allow the Trump administration to crush nonprofits that he doesn't like. I'll tell you about that right after this.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tom, your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point, and they have willfully decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to pull the trigger and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
Yeah.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could do cough drops during movies if people would pay me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already has.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end.
She's extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have it. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they sleep better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off when you check out. That's cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for your 20% discount.
Social Security's there, but they want it to cease. You're not free if you're hungry and can't find a meal. SNAP's a lifeline, but they want a repeal. You're not free if you're struggling to survive. When the basics of living are denied, raise your voice and make it clear. Fight for freedom far and near. You're not free if you can't be healthy, fed, and living free. You're not free if you're homeless, nowhere to stay. Shelters and houses.
Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. The House Republicans have revived H.R. 9495. It failed to pass last week, but they tried to pass it using fast track, essentially, which requires a two-thirds vote. And they actually had 50 Democrats who supported it. I just don't think they knew what they were supporting. I doubt they will this time. But now they're going to do it through regular order, which means they don't need a single Democrat. All they need is all the Republicans. What this bill will do is allow the Treasury Secretary to designate any nonprofit in the United States as a supporter of terrorism, and instantly, with basically, there is an appeal process, but it's not robust, shall we say. Instantly, they will lose their tax-exempt status, which means that they will lose institutional support if they're getting foundation support. Donations will no longer be tax deductible. There's a whole bunch of doors that close when a nonprofit loses their nonprofit status. And, you know, whether they're going to use this to go after investigative reporting groups like ProPublica, you know, what they're saying right now is that they want to use it to go after groups that are supportive of people in Gaza. And this is what Abby Maxman, the president and CEO of Oxfam America, had to say about this. He said, this bill would increase the powers of the president at the expense of all of our freedoms and could impact not only organizations like Oxfam, but other nonprofits, news outlets, and even universities who dare to dissent. It would put our ability to respond to some of the worst humanitarian crises at risk and prevent us from delivering life-saving aid to some of the world's most marginalized people. This bill follows the same playbook Oxfam has seen other governments around the world use to crush dissent. Now we are seeing it here at home. Congressman Lloyd Doggett, the Democrat from Texas, leading opponent of this, he said their rush to reconsider this bill is solely to offer Trump more and more power, while Trump's nominees for key national security posts this week indicate how he'll be using it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, legislators in Texas want to ban websites. Speaking of censorship, I'll tell you about that and pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden is requesting 12 figures worth of emergency disaster relief funding in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief, but the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery aid to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through, and they'll start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Sean Duffy is currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair, who will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration, says they'll look at all the options, his words, in getting the president-elect's nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise. With the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the late night institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon, an American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some heavy rain in the overnight as temperatures will actually hold steady in the low to mid-50s. Breezy east to southeast winds up around 30 at 40 miles per hour. Rain early Tuesday. Cloudy skies. Temperatures falling to the mid and upper 40s. Staying breezy. Currently 46 degrees.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store,
you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Does it seem like the world operates like there's two different sets of rules? Rules for some people and then rules for everybody else? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your new year routine early with Just Thrive. For a limited time, I can get you 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. I've tried a bunch of probiotics over the decades. This stuff works. Once again, go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off site-wide. justthrivehealth.com. Hope and no fear. It's not just a game. It's a calculated plan to divide and deceive every woman and man. They aim for the heart, but the wounds in our trust. When words become weapons, they shatter what's just. Weaponizing words, tearing us apart. In every sentence, they poison the heart. It's more than just names. It's control they crave. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Texas Representative Steve Toth, he's a Republican, of course, introduced a bill this week into the Texas legislature that would ban pro-choice websites. Right. It's called the Women and Child Safety Act. It's like these guys, they read Orwell and they thought it was an instruction manual. The Women and Child Safety Act would force internet service providers to block any site in the state of Texas that contains information about how to obtain abortions or how to obtain abortion medication. Even Jessica Valenti's newsletter, which is what I'm reading this from, and jessica.substack.com, it's called Abortion Every Day, even her newsletter would become illegal under the bill. The way they enforce this is the same way that they did their original ban on abortion, which stood for almost a year before the Dobbs decision and essentially outlawed abortion in Texas by saying that anybody can sue. So the law would allow citizens to bring suits against internet service providers that don't block these websites. And the law itself actually names some websites, including Aid Access, Hey Jane, Plan C Pills, Just the Pill, and CareFM. But, Jessica Valenti writes, it doesn't end there. Toss legislation would charge anyone who raises money for abortion care with a felony. This is a target. There are these abortion funds out there where, you know, if you're poor and you're pregnant and you need to get an abortion or you want to get an abortion, there are funds that will help you do so. And they want to put those people in jail. The legislation prompts the state attorney general, she writes, to investigate and charge abortion funds using the RICO Act, which, of course, was designed to go after organized crime. And as she notes, for a long time, she's been talking about how Republicans want to go after anybody who helps somebody get an abortion. Now, Toth, Texas Representative Steve Toth, he's not alone in this. Texas is not alone in this. In Iowa, Republicans have also tried to pass legislation to ban pro-choice websites last year. It failed. But it would have allowed citizens also to sue internet service providers and prosecute abortion funds under the RICO Act. The bills are part of a broader attack, Jessica Valenti writes, on free speech about abortion. Idaho and Tennessee, for example, both actually passed laws that make it illegal to help teens access abortion. Even texting a teen the URL of an out-of-state clinic would be considered criminal abortion trafficking, and you could be put in prison. Now, both of those laws in Tennessee and Idaho are suspended right now because of court cases saying, you know, arguing that you're violating our First Amendment right of free speech. But who knows where this is going to go? Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, for example, he said, one cannot seriously doubt that the state can prevent a mobster from asking a hitman to kill a rival because the agreement occurred through spoken word. So, too, here for conspiracies to obtain an elective abortion. So obtaining an abortion in the mind of the Attorney General of Alabama, advising somebody on how to obtain an abortion, is the same thing as hiring a hitman to kill somebody. In Idaho, four women, by the way, are suing that state after being denied abortions despite having pregnancies with fatal fetal anomalies. The new talking points among the anti-abortion freaks is that they're killing the handicapped. Now, these are fetuses that will not survive outside of, you know, once they're born, they will die. In most cases, instantly or very quickly. But, hey, they're handicapped, and we don't want to kill the handicapped, right? It's getting wild. So what's on your mind today? Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. Trump wants to suspend laws and deport between 11 and 18 million people to Mexico. This is what the Mexican president, Claudia Sheinbaum, said in response. Not to stress about Trump's mass deportation plans, she clarified that the immigrant community in the U.S. is welcome in Mexico, and added that in the U.S., if the U.S. begins deporting Mexicans, Mexico will send the 2 million American immigrants back in response. And I was wondering if those Americans are sent back. I was wondering if the Americans are sent back to America, will they be the ones picking our fruit and vegetables because we won't to keep our prices from going through the roof?
No, they won't. One of my best friends, I mean, literally from college days, you know, I used to live in a house that he owned back when we were both at MSU, or he was at MSU at the time. I was a drop, a kick out. Is spending half the year in Mexico. So he's probably one of those people that Claudia Sheinbaum is talking about. Yeah, you're right. There's a couple million Americans who have just up and moved to Mexico. I mean, you know, there are parts of Mexico that are just little American enclaves. But if she's going to kick Americans out, that's going to get real interesting.
It's a woman standing up for our rights, too.
There you go. There you go. A progressive woman, in fact. Dave, thank you. Thank you very much for that. Thanks for sharing. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Did you see this morning President Biden gave Ukraine permission to use, you know, U.S. long-range weapon systems such as the HIRAMS and the ATACMS to hit targets in Russia?
Yeah, I saw that. I thought it was the day before yesterday that he did that. But, yeah, I saw it.
And also Britain and France followed suit, but I
went
on Pravda. Yeah, they just did, and went on Pravda, and they were discussing some of the possible Russian responses.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were Russia would strike F-16 and other NATO support bases in Romania and Ukraine. Russia would supply, you know, like the Houthi rebels in Yemen and the Iranian surrogates with Russian long-range anti-ship cruise missiles so they could hit U.S. and NATO warships in the Red Sea and the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
And Russia would, you know, conduct massive cyber attacks against U.S. and NATO energy suppliers and pipelines. And they thought the least likely response would be Russia use of tactical nukes against Ukraine.
Right. So it sounds to me, George, and you're the expert on this. You speak Russian and you read the Russian news sites, and you have a background in intelligence. But it seems to me that Putin is running out of popularity, that this war has hurt him badly, and that he may be thinking, and he's in his 70s now, and there are some who suggest he's had a couple of health scares, that he may be thinking that a world war. Non-nuclear, but a world war would be his best way of hanging on to power. What do you think?
Yeah. Same thing, yeah. That's a well-known tactic. Same thing with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Same with some of the other dictators, you know, to divert attention from problems at home. They say, oh, we'll have a nice little foreign war.
Yeah. Well, it's what Reagan did. It's what Thatcher did, you know, with the Falklands, with Thatcher, Reagan, Grenada, George Herbert Walker Bush with, you know,
Gulf War, et cetera.
Yeah. So, and what's your assessment of the chances that Donald Trump may want to have his own little war if he starts experiencing a lot of push? Let's say he Elon Musk actually starts the process of cutting Social Security or Medicare or you know, other benefits that are very popular, and suddenly there's a lot of, you know, national pushback, and Trump decides, hey, it would be nice to have a little war. How does that play out in your mind?
Well, that would be a possibility. I know maybe some of the, situations like in Syria or China, Taiwan. Yeah, it's a possibility. If things go wrong and, you know, you look for a distraction, it's a well-known tactic.
Yeah, yeah. In your opinion, did when Clinton inserted the United States into the Balkans, was that a legitimate response to an ongoing, you know, ethnic cleansing / genocide, or was that an attempt to distract us from Monica Lewinsky? I've heard the latter argument from Republicans.
Right, I think it was the tail wagging the dog scenario. Although there were, since Serbia was conducting that, ethnic cleansing, I think there was some justification for his attack against Serbian military.
Yeah, I get it.
I think it was a two-pronged, distracted attention from his problems, his sexual assault problems and all that. But,
right. It didn't hurt.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how things play out.
Yeah, I agree. George, thank you for the call. I always look forward to your insights. I really appreciate it.
Same thing here, Tom. That's the good work.
Thank you. I'll do my best, George. We'll be right back. It's 45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back for this video.
If you've turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habesh-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters.
Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. It's that most wonderful time of the year, or is it? Family gatherings and holiday parties can be fun and are filled with holiday cheer and plenty of holiday goodies to eat. And that's the problem, right? With more goodies on our plate than usual, our health can take a hit. Luckily, we have Just Thrive Probiotic. This is literally the only clinically proven probiotic and antioxidant on the market. Unlike most probiotics, Just Thrive beats post-meal bloat and indigestion, supports a strong immune system, gives you clear, glowing skin, and can also help improve your sleep. Just Thrive comes in capsules or gummies, and it's the perfect gift to keep your gut in balance during the busy holiday season and beyond. Give yourself the gift of health this year and kickstart your New Year routine early with Just Thrive. And for a limited time, save 20% site-wide at Just Thrive Health with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Once again, just go to Just Thrive Health and use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off site-wide. This stuff really works. JustThriveHealth.com. Use that promo code TOM for 20% off.
Staying rich is if we all play along. Two dozen governors preaching the lie. If we make the rich richer, we'll all touch the sky. But history has shown time and again, the wealth doesn't trickle, it stays with them. Trickle down, it's just a fantasy. They sell us a dream, but the truth we can see.
Welcome back. 52 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Mark in South Bend, Indiana. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Great to chime in with you again today. You mentioned about the wars, mentioned George Herbert Walker Bush. The war he first started was the invasion of Panama to extradite Emmanuel Noriega into justice instead of sending the SEALs, the Army Rangers, Air Force paralegal, military. He does a massive downtown Panama City invasion. 5,000 innocent people get killed, and I heard 2,000 were buried in a mass grave.
Yeah, I recall that. And apparently, the story was, and I never followed up on this, so I don't know, you know, what came out from subsequent investigations. But the story was that Noriega had been laundering money for a bunch of American billionaires who were in tight with the Bush family. And that's why, and Noriega was about to spill the beans, or, you know, as his way of hurting George Herbert Walker Bush and his family. And that's why Bush took him out. Do you know anything about that, Mark?
No, this is the first I heard of it. Something else I want to chime in on, when they passed the 1983 Social Security Act, one thing that is, a lot of people work good manufacturing jobs 20 or 30 years. Then with the Reagan policy of neoliberalism closed down a lot of manufacturing plants, and a lot of them were moved off-seas. And these men and women, they didn't have they had replacement jobs working like in video, rental places, service jobs, fast food, running medical stuff. And so what they had to do when they got 62, they went to retire early. And even with their income, anytime their income like hit at the $22,000 range, for every $2 over, and that's a 50% penalty. That is the highest penalty or highest tax on working people who work their whole lives. It's health and fairness tax. And neither Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or even Biden rescinded that law. That's something they should have worked on and turned the face against working people.
Interesting. I was unaware of that. Mark, thanks. Thanks for the background and for the story. I appreciate it. Jacob in Taos, New Mexico. Hey, Jacob, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to note again that the Republicans pretty much stole our election with their own unlimited money and finances and resources and media. And I think that, the Democrats should. And what we do is just say, all right, Biden, you got a doctor's note. You need to step down. Kamala becomes president. Lex gets her, I guess, Joaquin Jeffries and stuff. And then she declares a state of emergency where we have to go after Israel, where Netanyahu went rogue. And so we go in there, we blockade them, we take their nuclear weapons away. And during the meantime, Trump and those guys don't get in. And we just sort things out that way.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, Jacob. You're talking about this as a strategy for Biden to stay in power? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, so we don't allow, the fast tracking of destruction of our earth and stuff, with the Republicans, what they want to do.
No, I'm all in favor of, stopping the destruction of our earth. And there's no doubt in my mind, and obviously in yours, that Donald Trump, he's putting a natural gas executive in charge of the Department of Interior, where there's millions and millions of acres of federal land that you and I own, and they just want to turn it over for fracking, over to the fracking industry. That's going to kill the earth a whole hell of a lot faster. I'm with you, but there's no way that Joe Biden is going to prevent the peaceful transition of power, and B, even if he was inclined to do it, I'm not sure that strategy would work.
The only way out from this, I see. I mean, he's mentally cognitively declining, and then why can't he get a doctor's order and saying, hey, we gotta let this go, give it to Kamala?
Like I said, it just ain't gonna happen. Jacob, I gotta run. Thanks a lot for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Stephen Spoonamore is gonna drop by. We're gonna be talking about what happened with the election and was there some hanky-panky. Stick around, it's gonna get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dogs are...
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, an updated version of All the Best People. Paul Trebbian will be here to talk about the Holiday Folk Fair, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Iron Mike Tyson and Jake Paul, the YouTuber. They're likely, this is just me wildly speculating, might have been a wee bit of a gentleman's agreement. Try to make it look good, but nobody's actually going to try to knock anybody out.
I actually put a bet on that, and I bet it for Jake Paul to win, just because I knew it was staged. Mike Tyson was going to do what he's going to do. Clearly, obvious, he could have knocked him out. He just didn't want to do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.